The Essex Planning Commission rejected a proposal last night from a prominent developer to build more rental units in the town, citing ongoing health and safety issues at his existing building at the site. Rick Bove's plan before the board, which included building 60 units, would have more than doubled his rental holdings in the Essex Town Center. Bove's rental empire was the subject of a recent joint investigation by VPR in 7 days. The news outlets found patterns of neglected maintenance and mismanagement across the 400-plus rental units owned by Rick and his brother Mark.
All those in favor of the motion to deny? Aye.
Aye.
Commissioners aye. Unanimously aye. Denied Bove's plan Thursday night, following a recommendation of Essex town officials, who struggled for years to get Bove to address overflowing dumpsters at the property. The Essex Planning Office said Bove's proposal didn't follow requirements laid out in the town's master plan. But town officials also noted Bove's, quote, long history of failing to fix zoning and life safety violations. Dustin Brusso, the chair of the Planning Commission, said the staff's recommendation to deny the project was unequivocal.
I have never, in my recollection of the time that I've been on this commission, had so clear a statement and direct a statement from within a staff report.
Essentially, it's a very negative staff report.
Paul O'Leary, whose engineering firm represents Bove, pushed back on the town's recommendations. He said they'd made changes to the project plan to address concerns. More than half of the 44 units at Bove's Essex Town Center complex are subject to affordability requirements because the building was constructed using public subsidies. And at one point during Thursday's meeting, O'Leary floated the idea that Bove might try to convert those affordable units to market-rate housing. Essex allows developers to build more densely packed projects if they have affordable housing, and Bove wanted his current rentals to count towards his proposed project.
We're not going to get any credit for having affordable housing and get a bonus. Then there's very little reason for Mr. Bove to continue to maintain these as affordable housing.
During the public comment period, two current residents of the building, Tracy Rochester and her daughter Taylor, described the conditions at the Essex Town Center complex. Tracy told the commission about numerous problems, including outer doors that don't lock and a leaky ceiling that ruined some of her belongings in a storage unit.
So unfortunately, I feel like we're just being treated as a rent check rather than humans.
Rick attended Thursday's meeting but did not speak. In a press release last week, after VPR in 7 days published their story, Mark Bove promised to take, quote, immediate corrective action to fix problems at their properties. Tracy and Taylor Rochester, the current Essex Town Center tenants, said there have been some repairs made in recent weeks. But Taylor urged town officials to remain vigilant and follow up on problems.
He's going to go back to his old ways the second people stop actively caring.
Planning commissioners urged Bove to correct code violations before submitting another application. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.